Oh, hi. So glad you could make it. Welcome to the party. Yeah, it's me, your favorite voice artist, Kay. And I know who you are. You're my favorite listener. I know this remote abandoned warehouse is an odd place for a party, but it's cheap. No, you're not too early. You're just the first one here. Can I get you a drink? There you go. Cheers. Why don't you have a seat right over there? It's a special chair just for you. You're the guest of honor, after all, since you're my favorite. Quickly now, the sedative is fast acting, and I wouldn't want you to fall and hurt yourself. The sedative I put in your drink, silly. Uh-oh, getting a little woozy already? I warned you. Sit down. That's better. Confession time. You're the first one to show because you're the only one I invited. Because I don't want any witnesses around when I kidnap you. Duh. What? This isn't a trap. You sound so dramatic. Like that dude from Star Wars. It's a trap. No, this is just an elaborate ruse so I could trick you here under false pretense and then drug you so I could kidnap. You know what? When I say it out loud, it really does sound like a trap. I don't know why you're struggling so much. First of all, it's pointless. The sedative will keep you docile for a few hours at least. And second, isn't this what you wanted too? You always posted on Reddit about how you wanted to be someone's sex slave. Well, here's your chance. What do you mean that was just fantasy? You have a family? Commitments? No. You posted it online, and everyone knows if it's online, it's true. Besides, I think you really like it based on that bulge in your pants. Though that could be due to the other drugs I put in your drink. Oh, it's my own special cocktail. Let's see, there's one to sedate you, but you already know about that. It won't knock you out, it's more of a paralytic. It should help make you a little more manageable. Another to keep you hard. Oh, yeah, we figured that one out too. The last one is the one I'm most proud of. It'll prevent you from having an orgasm. Who cares if there's no such thing? This is an audio fantasy, and I can make any rules I want. Now let me secure your wrists and ankles just in case. There, all snug in the special wheelchair of honor. Just need to grab your keys, phone, and wallet. Don't worry about your car, I'll drive it away. Make sure to use your credit card so there's a trail, and then drive it over a bridge. They won't find your body because that's all mine now, but it'll keep them off my trail. First, let's get you to your new home. Like the van? It's got a handy lift to get your chair in. I feel a little bad for stranding those people at the mall when I borrowed it, but I'll return when we're done. Almost forgot. I need to put this blindfold on you and pop this gag into your mouth, just in case. Our home is very secluded, so no one's gonna hear you yell or scream. The gag is just for the ride. Here we are. You're going to love it here, eventually. You'll see. Well, what do you think? I'm such a goof. Let me take the blindfold and ta-da! It's got everything you need. Queen-size bed, 60-inch TV, PlayStation 5. You know how hard it is to get one of those right now? Some people would kill just for one of those. Literally. A computer so you can write my scripts and edit all my files. We're gonna be the best team on GWA. No internet, of course. Can't be too careful. You can have a private bathroom with a shower and a jacuzzi tub. Then check out this view from the window. Well, yeah, you need to look past the wire mesh and bars, but trust me, the view is amazing. Nothing and no one around for miles except for some trees and forest critters. Oh, and I wouldn't touch the mesh. There's a decent number of volts running through it. Now let's get you out of that chair and into bed. If we don't get you naked soon, the listeners are going to get bored and turn this off. Time to lose the clothes and see what we're dealing with. Hope you're worth all this effort. Whoa! Looks like Mama hit the jackpot. And you're already so hard. Throbbing. And leaking. I guess my little concoction is working. But just one more final touch. This piece goes around your cock. And this attaches to your balls. Lock it in place. And voila! You know those invisible fences for dogs? Oh, they're super cruel. I can't stand them. But for you, I think it's perfect. There's an invisible fence around this room, so if you step through the door, zap. I also have this handy remote, in case you get out of line or need a little demonstration. Like this. That was fun. I think you got even harder. Oh, you're a pain slut, too. We'll test that theory out later. Anyways, that's what will happen if you walk through the doorway. Only, it won't stop. And I wouldn't fiddle with the strap if I were you. Too much tampering will set off until I reset it, and I don't think you'd like being shocked for hours if I happen to be away or not paying attention. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. This is all just precautionary and only temporary. Eventually, you'll learn your place. I have faith in you. Then we'll just use that toy for fun. Enough foreplay. Time for the main course. I know you're still feeling a little paralyzed, so I don't mind doing most of the work this time. Let me slip into something a little more naked. Oh, much better. You like? You better fucking nod your head. Back to fun. Aw, aren't you sweet? Now, I know we don't need the gag, but I want to leave it in place for now. This way, when I sit on your face like this, it'd be that much harder for you to breathe. Just a little reminder of who's in control here. You won't be able to breathe unless I allow it. Now let's find out if your cock tastes as good as it looks. It's even better. You're leaking so much. I bet you really want to come, huh? Go ahead, baby boy. Come for me. Fill my mouth up with your big load. Drown me in your cum. Never had a guy last this long in my mouth. I guess the drug really works. You must be going crazy by now. Just a few more minutes to be sure. Oops. I forgot you needed to breathe. I could just suck that cock all day long. You know how many guys would kill for a day-long blowjob? Sure, those guys would probably call it a dozen times, but you're even luckier. You don't need any breaks to recharge. Now it's time for the real test. Mama needs to get hers. Put your tongue to use, but oh, that cock is too inviting. Now I'll just spin around slowly and slide this monster into me. Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Normally I take my time, but I have a lot of loose ends to tie up. Just gonna ride you hard and fast too. Until this amazing cock, oh shit, makes me fucking come. It feels so good in me. Feel good. I could could ride you all day, too. Fuck, but I gotta get moving. Wow, look at how hard you still are. Don't worry, the drugs will wear off eventually, I think. Oh, that reminds me. Be right back. Time to remove that gag and sit you up. Oh, looks like you're able to move a little bit on your own. Good. But I still have the shocker, so don't get any ideas. Here, drink some water. You must be parched. No, I promise I didn't put any of the paralytic drugs in there. That's a good boy. So thirsty. I'll take that glass. Now, I need to go run those errands I mentioned. I'll be back in a bit. Be a good boy, and you'll get a reward. I promise there were no paralytic drugs. But there were more of the erection and denial drugs in there. That should keep you ready for me until I get back. I'll be adding that to all your food and drinks, so you're always hard and ready for me. I'd keep my hands to myself if I were you. No, there's no health problems with being erect 24/7. At least I'm here. Audio of fantasy. Remember, silly boy? Be back in a bit. Toodles! Ugh, fuck. I am glad I don't have to do that again. Here, drink this. I said drink. Good boy. I cleaned up the crime scene. I mean party. Return the van and ditch your car in a river on the way out of town. Now you're all mine forever. Aren't you excited? You sure look excited. Your cock looks even harder than when I left. It's so sexy watching you stroke yourself for so long. Unable to touch. I told you not to touch. Unable to come. I bet your balls are really full by now. Oh, but no one to blame but yourself. Did I not mention there were cameras in the ceiling? I can watch them remotely from my phone. I even saw you try to leave the room, but you were gone for like 30 seconds before you came crawling back in. You really are a pain slut. But I'm back, freshly showered and exhausted. Before I go to bed, I don't suppose you'd like a chance to earn an orgasm, were you? Would you? Yes, I have an antidote for the orgasm blocker. So you can only come when I allow it. Just do me one teensy favor, and I'll consider giving it to you. Good boy. I'm going to lie on the bed, and you're going to lick me until I tell you to stop. I left my finger on the shocker button in case you get any ideas or need any motivation. Or if I just want you to feel you scream into me. Oh, fuck yeah. Shit. Boy, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah, lick me good. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck, get a little deeper. Oh, fuck. Shit. If you keep this up, I'm gonna come all over your face. Don't hold back on me. Yeah, you dumb bitch. Lick. Suck. That's a good boy. Oh, look, I'm coming all over your face. Okay, that's enough. Wow. I can't decide what I like better. Tongue or your cock? I'll have to keep trying both until I can decide. But I need some sleep. You wore me out. Sorry, babe. No orgasm for you tonight. Better luck tomorrow. No, give me a kiss. It's not so bad here, you'll see. Soon you'll be my willing slave boy, and you can even sleep in my bed. But until then, we'll have to sleep separately. Tomorrow, I'll start working on some new file ideas. Good night, sweetie.